Well, the trade deadline has come and gone, and boy, do we have a lot to talk about today. Hope you had a fabulous weekend. Monday brings a lot of new players to the Giants, to the Dodgers, to the Texas Rangers, to the Chicago Cubs, to the Washington Nationals, the Cleveland Indians. No, not the Oakland A's, although I like what they did, and we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But here's the bottom line with the Giants. They had needs. They went out, and they got some arms, all right? They get out a relief pitcher, Will Smith. They go out and get a starter in Matt Moore. They give up a lot, though. But if you're a fan of the Giants, you got to be happy that you have a management and an ownership that's trying to win now. Prospects are one thing, but if you can win now, try to go out and win now. I'm not crazy about the Giants' moves today, but it makes them a better team. I think they're a better team than they were this morning. So they needed some arms. They get a starter. They get a bullpen. You know, we talked about getting Nunez from Minnesota before the weekend, and I like him. I mean, there's nothing wrong with Nunez. I mean, he can play. So, you know, that's fine and dandy, but in order to go to the World Series, you know, and again, we can't forecast injuries, but I mean, gosh, did the Cubs just absolutely load up on their bullpen through this trade deadline? As did the Cleveland Indians. You know, I know a lot of people think Texas now is ahead of Cleveland. I'm not so sure, you know, with the Indians getting Andrew Miller. I mean, the reality is you don't win in the postseason unless you have a closer. And the Cleveland Indians, in my opinion, have maybe the best closer in baseball now that they get Andrew Miller. But back to the Giants. They've got a slight lead in their division. I think we already have seen the benefits of what happens when Hunter Pence is on the field as the Giants win Saturday and Sunday. So what do the Dodgers do? Well, they make a deal with the Oakland A's. They pick up Josh Reddick. They pick up Rich Hill. I like what the Dodgers did. I thought that picking up those two players is very solid. I like that. I thought the Dodgers had a good day. You know, I think Rich Hill, I mean, the year he's having, you know, you can't argue with that. And I think Josh Reddick is a big help to that Dodgers organization. The Giants, to me, still the best team in that division. The Giants, to me, will still win the National League West. But I think right now you'd have to say that the Chicago Cubs are clearly the team to beat in the National League with the moves that they've made. I mean, their bullpen is flat out scary now. 63 up, 41 down are the Cubs. They've got the best record in the National League. Washington goes out and gets a closer. They're at 61 and 44. And then, you know, you look at the rest of the teams. I mean, I don't think the Dodgers are I don't think the Dodgers are going to make the playoffs. Now, I know people are talking wild card, and they may well, but I don't think they win the division. I do not think they win the division. I think the Giants today clearly became a better team. Not like a dominant team in the sense that, gee, they're the team to beat in the National League. But I think, you know, you go out and listen, the Giants starting rotation as of late has not been great. It has not been great. So, you know, to me, when you look at the starting rotation, you know, you have Matt Moore in there now. You have Will Smith coming out of the bullpen. I think the Giants, I think it's pretty obvious, they became a better team. Dodgers picking up Rich Hill, picking up Josh Reddick. I think they become a better team. And then again, you talk about the Washington Nationals. You know, what was their big need? Well, they needed a closer. They get Mark Melancon from Pittsburgh. They now have a really good closer. That was the one thing that Dusty Baker needed. So I'm looking at the National League, and to me, the Cubs are clearly the team to beat, and I would put Washington and San Francisco nose and nose, neck to neck, in terms of who I think might be the second-best team in the National League. American League, Texas and Cleveland clearly make the best moves. I like Cleveland's move better because I don't think you win in the playoffs without an absolute stud closer, and they have that in Andrew Miller. I think it's a shame, you know, what happened with Jonathan Lucroy vetoing the trade to go to Cleveland. It's really, it's awful. But Texas is the beneficiary there. They also get Carlos Beltran from the Yankees. And speaking of the Yankees, they have clearly waved the white flag. But to me, the Yankees are the equivalent of a 38-win team in the NBA. You're not good enough to be in the playoffs, and you're not bad enough to get a great pick, and you're just treading water. I think the Yankees may, of all these teams, had the best three trades in all of Major League Baseball, getting eight of the top prospects in all of Major League Baseball. Time will tell. You won't know that for a couple of years. But for right now, Giants fans winning now, trying to get another world championship, I want to hear from you at 339-1140, 800-920-1140. Somebody says, as a Dodgers fan, I'll take it. Every year at this time, you say the same thing. And you know what? You text me 12 months later, and you say the same thing. And every time you send me a text saying that I said the same thing, I have a question for you. When the hell are you ever going to win? I say the same thing, and I've been right every year. What have the Dodgers done? All right? When have they done anything that got you excited in the postseason? Thank you very much. Oh, yeah, how did they do last year against the Mets? Oh, that's right. How did they do the year before? Oh, that's right. What about the year before? Oh, that's right. What about the year before? Oh, that's right. So, yes, I do say the same thing every year, and every year I'm right. Call me up one year or send me a text when I'm wrong on the Dodgers. Then I'll come on the radio and say, boy, I was wrong. Yeah, let me know. Let me know when you're satisfied with the year that the L.A. Dodgers have. Let me know. I'll be hanging around. I'm not going anywhere. 339-1140, 800-920-1140. You let me know, all right? You let me know when, as a Dodgers fan, you're satisfied with the year that they have. I haven't heard from you in a long time. I don't think I'm going to be hearing from you for a couple more years. So those are some of the highlights with today's big deadline at 1 o'clock Pacific. The Rangers load up. You know, the Indians, as we talked about, you know, they also got Brandon Guyer from Tampa. But they pick up the stud reliever. So you got the, I mean, could we be looking at a Cleveland Cubs World Series? I mean, how scary would that be? One of those teams would have to break their drought. Wouldn't it surprise me? Do I like Cleveland better than I like Texas? Neck, you know, they're neck to neck. They really are. So your thoughts on the trade deadline at 339-1140, 800-920-1140. We've got the Raiders, the 49ers in training camp. You've got, you know, the PGA that was played yesterday. We got a lot, they got the Olympics starting later this week. A lot of good stuff. Ian Eagle from CBS Sports is going to be joining me at 4 o'clock. In the 6 o'clock hour, we're going to be talking with Chris Burke from Sports Illustrated. Coming up at 3:30, we'll talk with Chris Swick, national MLB reporter for Yahoo. So we got a lot of good things going on. Glad that you're with me here on this Monday. Question, as an A's fan, your thoughts on losing Reddick and Hill? I like the players they got back in return based on the experts. And if you're a Giants fan, your thoughts about losing Duffy and some of the top prospects from the Giants? Not the top prospects, but the very next level. the very next level. Giants trying to win now, trying to win this year. But they gave up a lot to get Matt Moore, and they acquire Will Smith as well. So I want to hear from you. All right, give me your thoughts on the Giants and the A's. Stu in Vacaville. Hi, Stu.
Hey, Grant, good afternoon to you. I'm an A's fan. I'm not really that broken up about losing Reddick and Hill. But that's not what I called. I really think your team, the Yankees, and I'm by no means a Yankees fan, I think you guys killed it. I think that they took a great common-sense approach. It's the first time that organization has ever waved the white flag that I know of. I think they really helped themselves out today and over the past week.
I think the Yankees had the best moves of any team in baseball over the last 3 days. I think the Yankees, you know, assuming that their scouting department has done their work, and based on all the other people that I've read and listened to that follow Major League Baseball and prospects and everything else, the Yankees have set themselves up very, very well for the future. And here's the other deal with the Yankees. You know, their biggest issue, their farm system is terrible. Their prospects have been terrible. Now they have all these prospects, and they're in a major market. If they need to go out and get Chapman this year in free agency to have a closer, they can go out and do that. So they're in a very good position.
Right. And now their farm system is no longer terrible.
No, it's great. Yep.
From what I understand, it's one of the better ones. Yep. Now they really went out and helped themselves, and they did what my team, the A's, are continually trying to do.
Yeah. Hey, good hearing from you, Stu. Thank you very much.
Great. Have a good week, Grant.
You too, Stu. Ron in Shingle Springs, you're next. Hi, Ron.
Yes, Grant, I just heard you on. The thing about the Cubs and the Indians, my Indians, I've been rooting for since Story 448, but I missed what you're going into on the Indians. So. Could you fill me in a little bit?
Yeah, well, the Indians picked up the best closer in baseball, and Andrew Miller from the Yankees. And then they get, you know, some outfield help as well. I think the Indians, you know, with their starting rotation, you know, you cannot win in the playoffs without a solid, solid closer. And now I think that the Indians have the best closer in the American League. And if they get into the playoffs with that starting pitching, I think they're going to be difficult to beat.
Thank you for filling me in.
All right. Thank you. 339-1140, 800-920-1140. Of course, the Mets make a little move, too. I say a little move. I don't think this solves their issues. They pick up Jay Bruce from Cincinnati. They still don't have a center fielder. You know, I don't know who they're going to put out in center field. You know, Curtis Granderson can't play center. And, you know, I'm looking at this roster for the Mets. Now, how many corner outfielders can you use? You know, Granderson is now going to play center field. Jay Bruce will play right field, Cespedes in left field. But, you know, Curtis Granderson in center field, I don't – that to me doesn't get it done for the Mets. And listen, I understand the history that the Cubs have against them. I understand the starting pitching has faltered a little bit. Particularly, you know, we got to see Arrieta get it done in October. But, boy, their bullpen right now is absolutely loaded. I mean, it really is loaded. So, you know, you're looking at a Chicago Cubs team that I don't think there's any question that they're going to win their division. I mean, I think that's a given. Now the question is, are the Cubs going to end up with the best record in baseball? And I believe that they will. And if they do, This just could be the year that we see the Cubs win the National League. I mean, to me, they have turned the game into a six-inning game. Now, I think if you don't have the lead after six, you're probably not going to beat the Chicago Cubs. I think they're loaded now in the bullpen. Absolutely loaded. You know, Cubs fans have been waiting forever. They have been waiting forever. And now, it's right there. And they have a tremendous manager in Joe Maddon. Everything is lined up. Everything is right there for the Chicago Cubs. So if you want to talk about that, 339-1140 and 800-920-1140. Little reminder, I will be hosting the Jim Rome Show on Thursday and Friday of this week and next Tuesday. But This week I'll be on Thursday and Friday in the jungle hosting the Jim Rome Show. And, of course, we'll be talking a lot of NFL, a lot of Major League Baseball, but we'll really be focusing in on football on the Thursday and Friday show. Next week we'll get into some college football as well. But that's coming up on Thursday and Friday. Now, the one thing about baseball is the trade deadline, we know, is not really the trade deadline. We know that there are going to be some other moves made with the waiver wire and everything else come in August. I hate that. I've never been a fan of that, but we see it every year. And don't be surprised, you know, if there's another move that's going to change what we see in the playoffs. But if you're looking at San Francisco, and I thought it was absolutely huge that they were able to come back and win on Saturday and Sunday. Now they hit the road, you know, going to Philadelphia, going to Washington. You know, they've got now a little bit of swagger, winning a couple games. They get their bullpen, and they get two arms. You know, they should hit the road feeling a lot better. They got that big three-game set back in D.C. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday against the Nationals. Matt in Sacramento. Hi, Matt.
Hey, what's going on, Grant?
Hey, Matt, what's up?
I just wanted to make a comment on the Giants making some deals. It's going to be one of those things. I think we're going to have to wait and see how this pans out for them. Duffy's a heck of a player. Kind of sad to see him go. I would have liked to see him with us a couple more years and see what he could have been. But like you said, the Giants are trying to win now, and they picked up some really solid arms. And that's how they've done it, you know, in the recent past. It's, win World Series is with their pitching, and that's what they're putting all their money into again this year. Hopefully they're not getting impatient, though, because it seems like, you know, with the past three World Series, they've done it all with, you know, timely moves, but mostly with just players that they brought up. And so hopefully these moves pan out just like, you know, Scudero yep. did, and just like
but here, Matt
like Cody
here,
Ross and here, stuff like that a couple yeah, years ago.
Here's so the biggest see. Issue I have with San Francisco. The biggest area, in my opinion, that they needed to address was a closer. And whereas Washington picked up a tremendous closer, the Cubs picked up a tremendous closer, Will Smith is not a closer. That's not what he does. As a matter of fact, in his career, you know, he's only converted one save. All right, he's a setup guy. Now, I'm not saying that's not important. It is important, but I'm still nervous if I'm a Giants fan, knowing that, you know, when October gets here, I'm probably going to have to rely on Casilla to save games. That would make me nervous.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Being a Giants fan, Casilla has always really made me nervous. He's the type of guy where you just never really know what you're going to get, even when he's going good.
Yeah,
he's not really a shutdown closer, so to speak.
I thought yesterday may have been his best outing in ages. You know, if that's
oh, yeah, the, absolutely.
You know, he was outstanding, absolutely. But we haven't seen enough of that this year.
Yeah, but you saw just having Hunter Pence there. You yep. know, he's the reverend. He just makes everybody else feel a whole lot better. And I think that things are clicking at the right time. They have to have a big August so that they can kind of maybe take it a little bit easier in September and give some of their guys a little bit of a break before the playoffs. So, like I said, I guess we're just going to have to see what happens.
All right, thanks very much for the call. Right. Let's get to Joseph calling from Stockton. Hey, Joseph.
Hey, Grant. You kind of took the words out of my mouth. I like what the Giants did, like the previous caller said. Going to miss Duffy, but we got that prospect, Arroyo, who's looking really good in AA or AAA, I believe. But, yeah, we definitely needed to go out and get a closer. I honestly think that by year's end, Romo is going to be the guy. I think Casilla is going to fall apart like he has been.
Yeah, that would be the biggest concern that I see with the Giants right now. Whereas the Nationals got themselves a tremendous closer, the Cubs got Chapman and other bullpen. You know, to go along with that, the Giants, you know, got better today, but now we are set. We know who the closers are going to be, and that would make me nervous as a Giants fan.
Oh, absolutely. I don't know why Sabian didn't go out there and pull the trigger on a closer. I don't know if the deal wasn't right or maybe, you know, some club, you know, clubs are asking for too much. But in the end, I honestly think that Romo is going to be the guy, and hopefully he can get back to form like he was back in 2010 and 12. Last question for you. I'll take it off the air. I'm a 49er fan as well. Gabbert and Kaepernick are going for that challenge. Who comes out on top and who's starting quarterback week one for the Niners?
I think Gabbert, he's got the reps. You know, while Kaepernick was hurt, he was doing everything. I think he knows the system better. If I had to pick right now on August 1st, I'd have to say Blaine Gabbert is the starting quarterback week one. I know that, you know, they're sharing reps with the first team, but I think Blaine Gabbert is going to be the starting quarterback come week one. Do I think he'll start all 16 games? I'm not ready to say that at all. But I do think, you know, just based with the familiarity and being there and taking reps, you know, while Kaepernick was trying to get healthy, you know, gives him a little bit of an edge. Plus, you know, he had a better year than Colin Kaepernick had last year. You know, that's the one thing we know for sure. Eric in Sacramento. Hi, Eric.
Hey, good afternoon, Grant.
Hi.
Yeah, first off, you know, good for the Giants at least, whether it works out or not. I always think it's great when a team makes these kind of moves. They didn't destroy their farm system. They didn't destroy their major league team. They're putting forward the effort to show the rest of the team that's still here that we believe in you guys and we're trying to do something. And this does happen in sports life. It does work. Even if that particular player maybe isn't the X factor, the rest of the team kind of just, you know, propels itself from that trade deadline. So I give credit to the Giants for at least making somewhat good moves. But I have to disagree. I know it's a glaring thing. I've always been a Casilla defender for many years, and I have stepped off my defense a little bit this year. But you look around the league, and the previous caller threw out the word shutdown closer. They do exist. Obviously, you're a Yankee fan. You remember Mariano Rivera. There's another guy in New York now named Familia. He's on the Mets. He's an absolute shutdown closer. But they rarely do exist in baseball. And as far as closers go, Casilla is actually above average. He's not a star, but he's above average. He will be the closer in the playoffs this year. It will not be Romo. I think Casilla, again, is not the answer long-term maybe, but he is the closer this year, and Bochy has trust in him. So don't expect to see him lose his job just because he's a little bit. He makes me nervous too, Grant. He puts base runners on,
yep,
but he is above average.
Oh, yeah, no, there's no question. And he's been on the big stage and won World Series with the Giants, so he has that experience. And, again, I know you're going by, you know, his whole body of work. I'm only going by this year. You know, this year I think he's got to make Giants fans very nervous based on what we've seen.
Yeah, okay. He puts a lot of base runners on, but I hate going off of just this year. I'm not one of those guys that goes back, you know, 6 years. You know, the Giants fans have said, bring back Lipscomb. He's a two-time Cy Young winner. You know, that was like 7 years ago. But even when they won the World Series in 2014, Casilla was the closer. When they won the World Series in 2012, he was the setup.
I understand. But that, yeah, you know what? 2 years is a long time for a pitcher. That's a long time ago if you're talking about pitching.
Okay, well, I'm going to – yeah, I'll bring – every time you mention a pitcher,
I mean, all right, let's talk about Matt Cain 2 years ago. I mean, you know, where's Matt Cain I mean, you know, come on now.
That's my point. That's the end of my call. When you said the most glaring issue is closer, I was going to say no. Even though I got Matt Moore, I'm hearing Matt Moore is probably going to slot into the Peavy role,
right,
partly because Peavy won't be here next year. Matt Cain is the most glaring because he's making like $21 million, and he had a good game yesterday, clearly. I watched the game.
Sure.
But again, that's one game. Matt Cain at $21 million a year. That is by far a guy who pitches five or six innings, Grant, is a hell of a lot more important than a guy who pitches one inning.
All right, thanks. I totally disagree with you. Give me the guy that pitches one inning that can get three outs. I'll take that over a five-inning pitcher any freaking day of the week. We'll be right back. All right, the trade deadline is in the books. And certainly for the San Francisco Giants, we go over their moves with Chris Swick, national MLB reporter for Yahoo's Big League Stew. Chris, it's Grant Napier. How are you today?
Doing well, still trying to digest some of these trades. It seems like they all went down at the same time.
Boy, they sure did. They was fast and furious at the wire. There's no doubt about that. Giants give up some key prospects, but they're about winning now, and why not? They're right there. They get a starter in Matt Moore. They get the reliever, the left-handed reliever from Milwaukee and Will Smith. Again, it looks like they give up a lot, but again, they're trying to win right now. Give me your thoughts.
Yeah, I think you summed it up pretty well. This is clearly a team that is trying to win and has been in contention for the last couple seasons now. So in that sense, they did give up a fair amount of young talent, but the Will Smith move to me is definitely one that stands out. I feel like maybe he doesn't get, or at least didn't get a lot of attention because he had been with the Brewers the past couple seasons, but strong left-handed reliever, can strike out some guys. You know, not the best control pitcher, but I still think he's a pretty good pickup. You know, oddly enough, Moore kind of fits into the same category. He's a decent strikeout guy, has struggled a little bit with control over his career. He's had, you know, an up-and-down season, a little bit of a bounce back this year, but it also hasn't been as promising as he showed maybe in spring training. That said, this guy was once upon a time a top prospect, and he just kind of strikes you as the type of player who can rediscover that, especially with a change of scenery. So I'm not saying it's going to happen and he'll suddenly be an ace again, but I think both guys were definitely solid pickups.
Yeah, you know, I look at Moore and I look at his recent body of work, you know, and again, this is a guy that had Tommy John over a year ago. And, you know, his last 8 or 9 starts, you know, his ERA has been, you know, in the low two. So, I mean, if I'm looking at this from a Giants perspective, I'm like, okay, you know, the guy at least, you know, comes to us with a really good rhythm going based on his recent body of work.
Yeah, you have to consider, though, you know, he's gone through some bad stretches too this season. And so he strikes me as the type of guy who will do that from time to time.
Right.
So there'll be, you know, 6 or 7 starts where he is just amazing, and then he's going to have his rough patches too. So I wouldn't get overly excited about these last couple starts, although they have been, like you said, promising.
All right, let's get back to Will Smith. He's a, you know, a guy that, you know, is a volume strikeout reliever. So, you know, every team can use that left-handed. I think I read something about an hour ago, and I can't remember, but oddly enough, he actually, you know, does better against right-handed hitters than left-handed hitters. I believe I read it was like over 300, you know, against left-handed batters off him, and right-handed batters were batting like 145 or something off him. You don't see that very often from a lefty, but that jumped out at me. But no, let's be more specific. Do you like, is that the best thing you like about him, is he's a volume strikeout guy?
Yeah, I like the strikeout potential. And as you mentioned, you know, his splits this year are a little strange. Lefties have hit him well. Over his career, that hasn't been the case. He's been equally effective against both sides. And that's clearly a big benefit of picking him up. If he can figure out whatever seems to have, you know, made him struggle against lefties this season, he's a guy who you can use in any situation. He's not strictly a lefty-on-lefty type guy. So, yeah, that's incredibly valuable, especially for a reliever.
All right, if the Giants, assuming they make the playoffs, they're going to have to get through, in all likelihood, the Cubs and the Nationals. To me, what the Cubs did, their bullpen is frightening right now. Melanson goes to Washington. I think he's a top-shelf closer. And the Giants obviously are going to stick with Casilla. Now, we know what he's done in the past, particularly 2 years ago, was the closer when they won the World Series. Has certainly not been very effective this year compared to where he was. What are your thoughts on the Giants' closing situation right now compared to the competition?
Well, yeah, I would agree with you in that I would much rather have Chapman and Melanson in the ninth inning. You know, Casilla, I'm not entirely sure what to make of him, because you look at a lot of the numbers and it's there. The strikeout rate's there. The walk rate is the same. His ERA is 3.18, which is a little higher than past seasons, but I feel like for the most part, you'll take that. I know earlier in the year, Bruce Bochy was a little hesitant to keep him in some tough situations. And I think you get a guy like Smith and maybe you're more willing to pull the trigger on Casilla earlier if he's struggling and Smith is still available. So it gives Bochy a lot of options. I think he does a really great job managing his bullpen, and so he's obviously going to have a lot of fun having both of these guys now in the late innings.
Chris Swick, National MLB reporter for Yahoo's Big League Stew. The A's, you know, once again, they're sellers, as we've seen, you know, the lone exception 2 years ago when they made the big deal and got John Lester. But they say goodbye to Josh Reddick and Rich Hill. I think this is very good for the Dodgers, you know, assuming Hill can, you know, get over the blister issue when he throws. But to me, the Dodgers got better today. Give me what's your reaction to what they did?
I would agree. I like Reddick quite a bit. He's a guy who has definitely turned things around the last couple of years. He has stopped striking out nearly as much as he did early in his career. And his success has been a little overshadowed because he was injured for a lot of this season. I think he had a hand injury, maybe a thumb injury. So that kind of depressed his value a little bit. Hill, as you said, he's been an incredible story. You know, I didn't expect anything like this to continue this season. But I think as long as he's healthy and that blister is not an issue, he's going to continue to pitch really well. My biggest issue with the Dodgers is I don't know where Reddick's going to play or how they're going to figure out playing time. But, of course, that's obviously a good problem to have.
Right.
So I do like the move. They did give up some significant talent in the minors, and a lot of the people I trust who study prospects do like the move from the A's perspective. Plus, you have to consider Reddick and Hill were their contracts were expiring at the end of the season. So it makes sense to me on both ends.
All right. Do you feel that Texas or Cleveland put themselves in the best position to win the American League? Cleveland, of course, getting the stud reliever and Andrew Miller to close, and Texas today getting Beltran from the Yankees and Lucroy from the Brewers.
The Rangers, no doubt, to me, have established themselves as the AL team to beat at this point. And you can't really fault the Indians because they had that trade for Lucroy all wrapped up, and he used his veto power to strike it down. So I think that was clearly to Texas's benefit. Again, this is another team that gave up a significant amount of minor league talent in pitcher Dylan Tate in the Beltran deal, and then outfielder Lewis Brinson and pitcher Luis Ortiz. These are strong minor league prospects who will all probably make a future impact down the road with the Yankees and the Brewers. But again, the Rangers, that was the position they were in. They needed to add, I think, you know, Beltran definitely solidifies their DH role, and the Rangers have struggled with that all season. And Lucroy was just an obvious fit to me from even, you could say back in March, I was saying Lucroy should be.
Sure.
A target of the Rangers, so I really love every move they made.
Chris, you mentioned the Yankees. They made three big deals, and just in reading and, you know, trying to hear what scouts and the so-called experts have to say, I haven't heard one negative thing about the players they got. I mean, assuming that's as good as everyone says, they could really have set themselves up well for the future, and we know that they've got money, so what they don't need, they can go out and get.
Yeah, this was a strange deadline for the Yankees in that they were probably sellers for the first time that I can remember in a long time, but Brian Cashman did really well in a role we haven't really seen him have to pull off recently. Like I said, Dylan Tate was former fourth overall draft pick for the Rangers. He's now with the Yankees. He went over there in the Beltran deal. They did a great job getting Clint Frazier, the outfielder from the Indians. A lot of people love that kid's bat speed. I think he might be something special. We don't really know who's going to the Yankees for Ivan Nova, but just the fact that they got rid of him was a pretty solid move. And people like the return for Aroldis Chapman as well. So, you know, I guess not as exciting for Yankees fans the rest of this season because it clearly looks as though they've sold off their parts.
No question.
But they've put themselves in a really good position. And like you said, they have money. So whenever they decide to spend it, they're going to pick up some solid major league talent. Hopefully you put that with all these youngsters, and you're building quite the promising team there.
And then finally, I get you back to the Cubs and what they did to solidify their bullpen. I mean, Cubs fans got to be saying to themselves, you know, if it's not this year, then it will truly never happen, right? I mean, they really loaded up.
Yeah, I most certainly agree. Chapman was such a clear upgrade for them. You look at the places where they needed to improve coming into this trade deadline, the lineup was set. The starters, you could say maybe they could use the back-end guy, but I think we saw just how valuable starters were considered on the market. We didn't see any major guys move, and that was a little surprising to me. That tells me that GMs are really valuing those guys highly. So it just made sense that the Cubs would go for relievers. And Joe Smith, they got from Anaheim. He hasn't been as strong this season, but he's been a very useful guy in the past. I think the Cubs have shown in recent years they've been able to turn around some bullpen guys. You know, Fernando Rodney was great for them last season, as was Trevor Cahill. So if he can turn it around, they've put themselves in a tremendous position. We've known all season this team was going to be a huge threat, and now they're even more dangerous a couple months in.
Hey, Chris, I appreciate the time. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Anytime you need me.
All right. That's Chris Swick joining us, the national MLB reporter for Yahoo's Big League Stew. Well, we'll come back and we'll talk more about this in this first hour. A huge day. The Giants, as a Giants fan, you lose Duffy and you lose some prospects. You get two pitchers. You know, they're not Cy Youngs, but they should help out this team. Your thoughts at 339-1140-800-920-1140. We'll be right back. All right, we are back with you here on the Grant Napier Show, 339-1140-800-920-1140. The Giants, again, add some arms. I don't think you can argue with this, you know, especially when you look at what the Dodgers did, when you look at what the Nats did, you look at the Cubs did. I mean, you know, it's not just about winning the division. I mean, obviously you want to win the division. That goes without saying. But, you know, it's about once you get into the playoffs, being able to win. And I'm not so sure that I like the Giants right now as being the best team in the National League. I think the Cubs are clearly above them when I look at their bullpen. But the Cubs have a lot of history going against them. And when the Giants have their regulars on the field, namely Hunter Pence, and you have an ace like Madison Bumgarner, who we have seen pitch, you know, just incredibly well, lights out. You know, you got to feel good as a Giants fan that you got some arms that should be able to help you coming down the stretch, and more importantly, in the month of October. All right, let's get to phone calls. Mark in Sacramento. Hi, Mark.
Hey, good afternoon, Grant. Grant, I think it's a great pickup. I think they need another left-hander and, you know, starter, obviously, Peavy. You know, you play to the strength of the of AT&T Park. You know, it's a pitcher's park. You know, you got a short porch in right field, so you make the teams come in and turn around bat, you know, bat, you know, right-handed. You know, seeing Duffy leave, you know, it's, you know, I really like the way the kid played. But when they brought in Nunez, I thought something was going to go on. I said, you know, I mean, why would you bring in Nunez unless you were thinking about doing something? So, you know what, in Bochy and Sabian, we trust. You know, everybody said the same thing. They weren't that strong going in 2 years ago. But we saw what they did to Kansas City. We saw what they did to St. Louis and everybody else that lined up against them. So, you know, it's who the hot team is come October. So I think it's good. They bring in Casillas. I don't know. I really haven't felt really comfortable with him in the closing spot. And I did mention, you know, last week that, you know, I got a feeling there's going to end up, we're going to end up probably seeing Romo or somebody. If this guy can't sustain a lead, they got to do something. I don't care, especially when you get down the stretch.
Well, here's the deal. The Giants are trying to win now, and you're a Giants fan, and if anyone else that's a Giants fan, if my team's got a chance to win and the team goes out to solidify what they already have to make them even better for this year, you know, I don't ever worry about next year in pro sports. I get it done this year, you know.
Exactly.
I'm a Yankee fan, and I'm a realist. They weren't going to win this year. They weren't going to make the playoffs. So I'm okay with what they did because, to me, they have absolutely set the deck up for the future, and I think they have a chance to be really good over a long stretch, but not this year. So I'm okay. When you're a Giants fan and you've got the record that you have and you've got a two-game lead over your second-place team, go out and strengthen your ball club, Mark. That's what I like about what they did.
That's exactly right. And you know what? You knew the Dodgers weren't going to sit back with only two games back. And, you know, they got a ton of money with that, you know, with that group. So I like what they did. Hey, can I say something real quick about the 49ers quarterback situation?
Yes.
You know what? I said, you know, I am glad that, you know, and obviously Chip Kelly is saying all the right things. He's not going to, you know, I think giving Kaepernick, we're stuck with him, giving him competition might set a little fire under his feet. And everybody talks about Chip Kelly and his offense, and we talked about it again. Chip Kelly, if he really wanted him, he could have gone after him last year when he was with Philadelphia. But that didn't happen. And the thing is that everybody talks about with Chip Kelly, and, you know, Colin Kaepernick is fast. He's not quick. And you have to be quick in Chip Kelly's offense. It's not about, and you know Kaepernick, he's like a gazelle. He's got to get moving before he can really do anything. And the arm is the question as well. And so, you know, what he did last year, if you watched him on the sidelines, I don't really see him as a leader. I did see a lot from him last year when he was standing on the sidelines laughing, and you never saw him with a clipboard standing next to Gabbert. So it's going to really be interesting. I hope that Gabbert is the starter, and I hope, you know, He's the starter for the rest of the year, buddy.
All right, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
All right.
All right, 339-1140 is the local number, 800-920-1140. Iron Eagle is going to be coming on in 10 minutes. All right, we'll have an Iron Eagle on in 10 minutes at the top of the hour. All right, let's get to Trevor from Elk Grove. Hello, Trevor.
Hey, how's it going, Grant?
Trevor, what's going on?
Good. So a couple things. One, you know, I was in denial the whole time. I kind of had a feeling once Nunez, we made the case to Nunez that, you know, Duffy would probably end up being a casualty. But, you know, in order to get high-quality talent, sometimes you have to give up very good players.
Yeah.
I think Matt Duffy is going to be an everyday second baseman or third baseman.
I agree.
On a team. So, you know, it's tough to get rid of, but, hey, we needed the left hand. We need the left hand starting pitcher, and it worked out for it. The other thing is Fusak was a tough guy to get rid of, a local kid, and also a guy who I think one day can be an everyday catcher in the bigs. He had battled with injury and had some things to overcome, but I think he can be a good player as well. And Lucius Fox was also a big-time prospect. So we gave up a lot today. You know, it wasn't one of those things where we robbed anybody. The Giants gave us some really good prospects and a guy who played for us every day and batted third and played high-quality defense. So it's a tough day as a Giants fan, but I do think we got a little better today, as much as it hurts me.
All right, thanks for the call. If you want to call the program, 339-1140, 800-920-1140. Giants, Dodgers, you know, right now, based on the moves today, who's the better team? And to me, it's San Francisco. I mean, if you had Clayton Kershaw, you know, I may change that opinion around, but I wouldn't, but I mean, at least I'd have to think about it. I'd still go with the Giants. I'm not so sure the Dodgers make the playoffs if they don't get Kershaw back. Now, as far as the Cubs, they're clearly better than the Giants, in my opinion, and the Nationals because of their bullpen. And I just, you know, if you don't have the lead after six or seven innings against Chicago, you're not winning. You know, they do have the history going against them. I think we all know what that is. I don't have to get into it. You know, to me, the Nationals can't beat the Giants in a game that they absolutely have to win. They had a golden opportunity to win 3 out of 4 this weekend, and there's just something missing with that team. Now, getting Melanson, I think it's a big move for them. Getting Melanson from Pittsburgh, you know, gives them the one area that was most troubling. They have a legitimate closer now, which they did not have. I don't know what's going on with Harper and his batting average, but you got to figure that's going to turn around. You know, Murphy's having an incredible year. That team's good. And with Melanson, you know, I might have to give them the edge in a five-game series. But I they have to show me that they're capable of beating the Giants in a must-win game. You know, I'll take Madison Bumgarner throwing over anyone they've got right then and there. I mean, you know, he's not invincible, but I'll take him. I don't care who the Nationals throw up against him. I'm taking Madison Bumgarner. To me, it's the Cubs that I would really be worried about right now with what they did with their bullpen. All right, first hour in the books. We've got 3 hours left, so don't go anywhere. This is the Grant Napier Show on Sports 1140 KHDK.